You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Marielle Segarra in for Molly Wood. Your regular host, Molly Wood, has been busy creating a new marketplace podcast called How We Survive, about tech solutions to the climate crisis. Every Thursday, we'll feature that work here. This season is all about batteries. They are key to getting off of fossil fuels, but most batteries need lithium, a metal that you get through mining. Most lithium is mined in South America and Australia. The US is starting to try to mine its own, but of course, mining is controversial and sometimes involves a lot of dynamite. Molly visited a gold mine in Nevada, where Don Dwyer here described it.
We blast Monday to Thursday, so that's a pretty thrilling experience.
But mining executives say mining in the US is high-tech, highly regulated, and safe. Molly also visited a lithium mining lab. They say their process won't involve any dynamite.
They kind of like shake the clay around in water for a while until it separates into all of these different minerals and metals. And then they use sulfuric acid to really refine out the lithium from this clay. And it is not very high-tech sounding. It's not like a magical technique, but it is interesting because it has never been done at scale. Right now, it's only been done in the lab. They're obviously very confident that it's going to work, but it's a bit of a gamble.
It feels like the most obvious example would be we need lithium for batteries for electric cars, but what other kinds of, I guess, climate change solutions would need them?
Yeah, it's so interesting because a lot of this conversation centers on electric cars, and that is a big part of that. And in fact, a lot of, you know, U.S. automakers are driving a ton of demand, no pun intended, for batteries and lithium-ion batteries specifically. You know, we think about wind and solar, but the wind doesn't blow all the time and the sun isn't shining all the time. And the best way right now to store that energy and sort of distribute it out evenly is to store it in batteries. And as that demand increases globally, whether it's, you know, electrifying cars or buses and trucks or tractors, but also literally the energy grid, they're the core. They are literally the center of transitioning, you know, the world's energy use away from fossil fuels and onto renewables.
So that sounds really hopeful.
I think so. Although that said, we also talked to members of the Biden administration, specifically U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, who said that the U.S. needs to come up with ways to responsibly produce lithium that are also just. And that even if this mining proposal itself, the details of the mine are relatively responsible, it is, you know, part of our long history with mining that we trample people, that we make people sacrifice, that we ignore the rights of indigenous people or poor people or even just communities as a whole. And so there is still a sense that when it comes to communities and cooperation and buy-in, we can do better.
Molly Wood is the host of the new Marketplace podcast, How We Survive, which you should listen to. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.